the rest of your questions. So I know I've answered so many questions in the last month or two since the school's started. So we need someone new today. Like if you have been raising your hand for a month and we never picked you, so we need someone new. And make sure you ask serious questions, right? Beneficial questions, like something you really need to know, otherwise your life will be difficult, or something you really want to know. But not something like, question like, if the jinn give birth or lay eggs. So we need very good questions, inshallah. Okay. Yes.
So when you know how people,
I don't know. There's no specific teaching that I know of that is against singing in the washroom, but we shouldn't spend a long time inside because, you know, we should come out. You know when we come out and we say, Ghufran? And when you go inside, you say, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubuthi wal khaba'ith? Yeah, because malaika don't. I'm not there, right? So when you come out, you say Ghufranak because this is a place that you don't remember Allah in. So when you come out, you say Ghufranak, Ya Allah, forgive me for not remembering you inside or saying Subhanallah or something inside. So try to come out as, you know, as soon as you can. But if you sing, I don't see it as haram, like something serious. Especially if you have a beautiful voice. We'll get, we want someone new. New, like brand new. Okay, we'll get another
one. Come back.
Well, it depends on what kind of medicines that you take orally. If it's pills or syrup, something you have to drink, something you have to consume and it goes through your throat, then the fasting is not valid. But if we're talking about a puffer, some people have asthma and they have a difficulty breathing and they need to use the puffer, then it doesn't invalidate the fast. So it depends on what kind of medicine you're going to take. Someone new. Are you sure you guys are all new?
Yes!
Have I seen the same guys every day raising your hands? Someone new.
Okay, he's going to come in our classroom now, okay? And he can ask each and every question.
Yeah, good question. The sister is asking if someone is a new Muslim and they don't know any surahs of the Quran. Alhamdulillah, in the last couple of months, over 11 people took shahada in Mississauga and Toronto because of the efforts of our da'wah team here in the Alhamdulillah. But what if someone is new? I'm still answering the question, you don't have to raise your hand. So if someone is new, and they don't know Fatiha, they don't know nothing, so there are a couple of options. Number one, as we mentioned yesterday, they can just remember Allah and say Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. In Arabic or English or any language, doesn't really matter. Or they can read Fatiha in translation and the short surah in translation until they get to learn the surah in Arabic. So this is a transitional period in their life, so we don't make it difficult for them. They do the best they can, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept from them. We'll take this brother in the back. Loud.
Somebody wants to finish Quran, he can. Where do you
think that? They want to finish reading it, but they can't? Well, our relationship with the Quran has different levels. One of them is to read it, and this is like the minimum, right? To read the Quran, whenever you have the time, even one ayah every day, you do your best. you're not sinful if you don't do it, that this is something you're commended to get hasanat. Because how come you can make salah without reading Quran? You have to read some Quran on a daily basis, at least Fatiha and a short surah. The next level is to memorize some parts of the Quran. And I would say that every single Muslim in this world knows some parts of the Quran. Maybe a few surahs, a few ayat, or even the whole Quran. There are millions in this world who know the Quran by heart. There are more than 7 million people in a place like Libya, for example. At least 1 million of them are hafiz of the Quran. And in Nigeria, Indonesia, Turkey, Egypt, in many places, there are so many people who memorize the Quran. And by the way, the Quran is the only book in the world that is memorized by millions of people in our time and billions of people throughout history.
Thank you.
So I believe if all the books in the world, all the books, all the CDs, and all the computers, all the iPads and the iPhones are destroyed, only the Quran will come back, because people will write it back from memory. And this is something very special about the Quran. So this is the next level. So reading, memorizing the Quran, and most importantly, understanding it. Because what is the point if you read it or memorize it and you don't understand it? It's like me saying something in Chinese that I don't understand. It's not going to affect me as a person. So I need to understand what I'm reading. And number four, I need to reflect on the Quran and apply it to my life. What is the point if I read the Quran, if I memorize the Quran, understand if I don't apply it? So for example, if it says in the Quran that stealing is haram, I steal. If it says in the Quran, you have to pray on time, and I don't pray. What is the point of memorizing if you don't apply the Quran to your life? Right? So these are the different levels. So I'm going to conclude with a statement that I used in the khutbah a long time ago, from Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah. On the day of judgment, those of you who memorize Quran, your parents will be honored with a crown of pearl and light on the day of judgment. A great honor they will get for making you hafiz Quran. So Imam Ibn al-Qayyim speaks of what they call Ahlul Quran, the people of the Quran who will be in the highest places in Jannah. So Imam Ibn al-Qayyim defines these people, and he said that the people of Ahlul Quran are the people who understand it and apply it. There is no mention of reading and memorizing. So if you memorize the Quran and you read it, but you understand it and apply it, you will be from the people of the Quran. If you memorize it and you don't understand it and you don't apply it, you will not be from these people. So the most important thing is to understand it and apply it to your life, whether you memorize it or not. So I hope this answers the question. We'll take Yasmin.
Like, what if you're maybe going to the masjid or you're like walking up the stairs and then someone's like beside you and then they just like pass gas right beside you? Do you both have to make wudu again, or do you have your wudu and they don't?
Someone did what?
Like pass gas.
Okay, so yeah, if someone broke their wudu, it has nothing to do with you. Totally different things, right? So if you have wudu and someone lost their wudu, it doesn't affect you in any way.
Like if they're sinners.
No, it doesn't matter. Because, you know, it doesn't affect your wudu in any way. Yes. We'll get this guy. Yes.
If you are, like, for example, disagreeing, the TV is on, you're praying, like there's a lot of movement in your house. How come it's like not good when someone's passing right in front of you? Like let's say you don't get distracted easily and you're praying that someone's just moving beside you, like in front of you. Well, yeah. Does that affect how you pray?
Well, when you pray, it is better to find a quiet spot in the house and pray. Like not in front of a TV or a computer or a place where there is a lot of traffic. So you don't stand in front of the kitchen and pray. Like here on Jum'ah, when we finish the khutbah and we finish salah, some people do their two rak'ah sunnah and they stand in front of the door. And people are coming and going, and they are mad because people are passing in front of them. So what do you expect? You don't stand in front of the door, the exit, and pretend like no one is going to pass in front of you. You just find a quiet spot in front of the wall or a pillar or something. Stay away from the noise. This will help you keep focus in the salah. Well, you say it in your, you can, if you sneeze, for example, you say Alhamdulillah in your heart. But you're not allowed to say it out loud.
Yeah, like for Allah, but it's like, what about like for a prophet or something like that?
Like?
A prophet.
Well, why would you pronounce the prophet's name inside? Unless you're calling someone from outside to pass you some water or the soap or something, and their name is Ibrahim or Muhammad. I don't see this as a prophet, right? Someone new. This guy's new. Yes. Say Alhamdulillah where? Yeah, you shouldn't say it out loud. Because if you sneeze and you say Alhamdulillah, say it in your heart. You don't say it out loud.
That's it.
Right? One last question.
Now
we answered this question last week. If you make wudu, it's up to you to dry up or not. We explained this last time. If you make wudu, it's up to you to dry up or not. Either way, it's acceptable, no problem. Whatever you're comfortable with. No, there's no better. It's up to you. Because Islam doesn't make your life difficult. Just make wudu. If you want to dry up, alhamdulillah, if not, it's up to you. It doesn't get into the specific. I think in September, someone asked a question about keeping a gum in their mouth when they pray. And I gave the answer, and I think the person didn't get my answer correctly. I said, if it's flavored, if it tastes like strawberry or orange, and you keep it in your mouth, even if you don't chew on it, you will always feel the taste, and eventually you're going to swallow it. And this is not nice. If it doesn't have a flavor, like no flavor,
like spice,
and you keep it in your mouth, as I said, the scholars are kind of lenient. But what is the point if you keep a chewing gum in your mouth and you're not going to chew it inside the salah? Plus, it is not nice. It is not yani, from the adab to keep chewing gum in your mouth when you're standing in front of Allah before salah, in salah. Keep it outside, and after salah, you can put it back in your mouth. So the answer, either way, keep it outside your mouth when you pray so you can focus in the salah. We'll see you next week, inshallah.
Don't forget to subscribe, please. Bye.